Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you in this global conscious parenting community. Welcome to the second part of Living In and As Love, Peace and Bliss, Unity of Faiths. And I hope in this moment you are feeling loving, peaceful, and very blissful. Thank you for being here to connect our hearts and souls, our energies, as we ascend to new heights of conscious awareness and bliss, as we explore ways to constantly live in and as the love, peace, and bliss we are, ways we can help our children do the same. In this moment, picture and feel your heart lovingly embracing your children. Invite your beautiful children, family members, spiritual teachers, and guides to be with us energetically. A great being once said, whenever God's love is discussed, whenever God's love is experienced, all the great beings, all the saints, all the gods and goddesses, all the yogis and renunciants, and all the beings who adore God come and participate in the gathering. Breathe deeply and be here with your full attention. Feel the blessings of all these great beings embracing you. Their blessings, along with the practices and energetic attunements we're sharing, are having a profound and transformative effect on your mind, body, and spirit, your love, peace, and bliss. They've been proven over time to rekindle and sustain your natural feelings of love, peace, and bliss. Love, peace, and the ultimate bliss are your natural state of being. You truly can live in love, peace, and bliss in each moment, completely untouched by the changes of age, activities, and world circumstances. You truly can create and live in and as a loving soul with a peaceful mind and a blissful heart. If you're unable to devote your undivided attention at this time, please stay with us now and listen again when you can gift yourself with total awareness. Tune in when you can let the vibrations of the program penetrate deep into your being without the interference of other activities. Give yourself the opportunity to truly experience the tangible vibrations of love, peace, and bliss that you are. In this precious moment, if it's safe for you to do so, I invite you to bring one or both of your hands to your heart. You may also close your eyes if it's safe. With one or both of your hands at your heart and your eyes closed if it's safe to do so, focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into the center of your heart chakra, the center of your chest. Feel the energy of your breath softening your heart, bringing light into your heart. Feel the pulsations of your heart as it sends currents of life force and love throughout your body. Feel the peacefulness of your body as it absorbs these currents of life force and love. Within this peacefulness, sense the vibrations of bliss that may be starting to appear. Breathe deeply. If you find yourself worrying or thinking about all the things you think you should be doing or have to do or the current circumstances of your life, focus your mind on your breath. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being is reminded that simply being here, being present in this moment, is your top priority. This is love, peace, and bliss. Breathe deeply right into your heart. Feel the peaceful pulsations, loving vibrations, and blissful buoyancy of your heart. Feel the peacefulness of your body. Feel the peacefulness of your mind as your body relaxes. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and be at peace in your mind as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace in your body as you exhale. Breathe in and feel the love in your heart as you exhale. Breathe in and feel the blissful ecstasy of your soul as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with your children and family as you exhale. Breathe in and feel the love you have for your children and family as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with all your friends. Feel the love for all your friends as you exhale. Breathe in and be at peace with everything in your life as you exhale. Just being present in the moment is love. Just being is love. You are love. Just being present in the moment is peace. Just being is peace. There is peace in just being. You are peace. Just being present in the moment is bliss. Just being is bliss. Bliss is just being. You are bliss. When you practice connecting with your love, peace, and bliss in quiet moments like this, you are building a bridge to these natural feelings, a rainbow bridge that you can cross over to when your now moment is the daily activities you need to do in order to live and be present for your children and family, when your now moment presents an unexpected challenge. Breathe deeply until every pore of your beautiful being feels the love, peace, and bliss you are. Now, on a long, slow inhale, fill your entire being with the radiant love you are. Feel as if your entire being is glowing, radiating. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, sending your love, peace, and bliss to everyone listening. Inhale again, and on the exhale, send your love, peace, and bliss to everyone and everything on this beautiful planet we're floating through space on. Notice, how are you feeling in this moment? Can you feel the love, peace, and bliss you created? You can recreate these at any time. Simply become very aware of what they feel like right now or whenever you feel them, and then recall them whenever you want, whenever you need them. With practice, you'll be able to feel the love, peace, and bliss you are on demand. Have faith that you truly can live in love, peace, and bliss in each moment. Sachi Sai Baba said, "Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss." During last week's program, we explored faith, love, and peace. Someone once said, "Fear ends where faith begins." Faith allows things to happen. It is the power that comes from a fearless heart. And when a fearless heart believes, miracles happen. When we let go of fear, only then can we gracefully move from what was into the miracle of what can be. Where there is faith, there is love. The divine Amma said, "Love can accomplish anything. There is no problem that love cannot solve. It can cure diseases, heal wounded hearts, and transform minds. Through love, one can overcome all obstacles. Love can help us renounce all physical, mental, and intellectual tensions, thereby bringing peace and happiness. Love is the ambrosia that adds beauty and charm to life." And Gurumayi Chidvilasananda says, "The flame of love is not different from you. It is you. It isn't that love is there and you are here. You and love are one and the same. Love is self-born. You don't have to wait for someone to give you love. For the gift of love to grow, you pour love into love. To keep love growing, to keep love burning high, you add love to love. No other ingredient, no other substance is required. In this human birth, you can make a daring attempt to attain perfect joy, perfect love. The scriptures and the great beings say, with great authority and great conviction, it is possible. Yes, you can experience perfect joy, perfect love in this very human body. When we follow the teachings of the great masters on how to love, we can experience perfect joy, perfect love in this very human body. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, says, "We can never obtain peace in the outer world until we make peace with ourselves." You can make peace with yourself by performing actions based on truth, understanding the truth, your own divine nature, being desireless, performing activities with a spirit of detachment and surrender, not being attached to the outcome, cultivating tranquility, keeping your mind and emotions in a state of equanimity, not being ruffled through the changing tides of joy and sorrow, mastering and holding your senses in balance, and enjoying the stillness you can experience through silent sitting or meditation. When we return from the upcoming pause, we'll see how all faiths cultivate peace through prayer. Remember, you can be at peace by keeping your mind and emotions steady, mastering and holding your senses in balance, letting go of desires, performing daily activities with a spirit of detachment and surrender, and being in stillness.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, peaceful beings of love. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Sachi Sai Baba also said, "The peace of the world depends on the individual. The character of each individual member determines the peace and prosperity of the family. The character of each family is the basic factor that decides the happiness and joy of the village or the community. And the nation's progress is based on the strength and happiness of the communities that are its components. So for the welfare of the country and of the entire world, the spirit of service, vital enthusiasm, constructive imagination, pure motivation, and unselfish alertness are all urgently needed. Amma poetically says the same thing. One drop of water cannot be called a river. A river is formed by many drops running together. It is the joining of these countless drops that creates the flow. Together, we are a power, an undefeatable power. When we work together, hand in hand, with love, it is not just one life force, but the life energy of the collective that flows in harmony, unimpeded. From the constant stream of unity, we will see the birth of peace. One of my favorite Hindu prayers says, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings in all the worlds experience peace and prosperity. All religions, all faiths have prayers of peace. Peace is a central core of all faiths. Let's look at how faiths and traditions around the world embrace peace. You may like to invite your children to listen along with you. The Buddhist Metta Prayer, or Prayer of Loving Kindness, says, May I be in peace. May my heart remain open. May I awaken to the light that is my true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing for all beings. A Native African prayer for peace says, Almighty God, the great thumb we cannot evade to tie any knot, the roaring thunder that splits mighty trees, the all-seeing Lord on high who sees even the footprints of an antelope on a rock here on earth, you are the one who does not hesitate to respond to our call. You are the cornerstone of peace. Here are some condensed versions of other world's peace prayers. Bahi, be a breath of life unto the body of humankind, a dew upon the soil of the human heart, and a fruit upon the tree of humility. Buddhist, may all beings everywhere plagued with sufferings of body and mind quickly be freed from their illnesses. May all beings swiftly attain Buddhahood. A Christian prayer of peace, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Blessed be the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hindu, O God, lead us from the unreal to the real. O God, lead us from darkness to light. O God, lead us from death to immortality. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Jain, peace and universal love are the essence of all the Gospels. I forgive all creatures, and let all creatures forgive me. The Jewish prayer, peace. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that we may walk the paths of the Most High. And we will beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. Muslim, praise be to the Lord of the universe who has created us and made us into tribes and nations that we may know each other, not despise each other. Native American, give us the wisdom to teach our children to love, to respect and to be kind to one another, so that we may grow with peace in mind. Shinto, we earnestly wish that the wind soon puff away all the clouds hanging over the tops of the mountains. Sikh, know that we attain God when we love, and that the only enduring victory is the one in which no one is defeated. Zoroastrian, we pray to God that understanding triumphs over ignorance, that generosity triumphs over indifference, that trust triumphs over contempt, and that truth triumphs over falsehood. A favorite song of mine on peace and unity is John Lennon's Imagine. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. John Lennon imagined a world where all people, all faiths live in peace, a world where we all live as one. Sai Baba said, where there is peace, there is God. And another great Indian master, Baba Muktananda, said, all philosophies and scriptures say the same thing. God dwells in this human body. Do not consider your body a mere lump of flesh made of seven components. It is a noble instrument. In it are situated all holy places, gods, mantras, and the source of all extraordinary powers in this world. God dwells in the body. He is present as fully in you as in the highest heavens. Why are you exhausting yourself looking for him in different places instead of in your own heart? You should live your normal life, but accord him the chief place among your daily activities. Whatever may be your religion or philosophy, do not make yourself a foolish, weak, and trivial creature. Do not head toward decline and disaster by regarding this body as godless. Do not commit spiritual suicide by belittling yourself through defective understanding. God is everywhere. There's no doubt about that, but you have to have the right eye to see him. Look at the air. It blows everywhere, but you can't see it. You can only feel it when it touches you. God, too, can be seen. Sit quietly for a while and meditate on the self. You'll be able to see him. In what form would you like to see God? He has taken the form of bread and a piece of bread. Don't try to see him as a stone in bread. In fruit, you should see God as fruit. In a tree, you should see God as a tree. And in yourself, you should see him as yourself. Who says that God cannot be seen? Don't try to see him as different from the way he has manifested himself. See him as he is. Try to see him as he is. Honor yourself. Worship yourself. Meditate on yourself. God dwells within you as you. Try to see him as he is. One of the ways I remind myself to see God as he is in each moment, is on my license plate, the letters of which are I-C-G-O-D-N-U. Remember the practice from several weeks ago, where every time we see another person, we say, that is the face of God. I know from my experience that saying that literally gives me the experience that I am truly looking at God and lets my mind know that I will not tolerate any judgments it tries to make about people's looks or anything else about them. Gurumayi Chidvilasananda says, to have the vision of God, you must believe that God dwells within you as you, that the divine presence is seated in your heart. This must become your conviction. Then, when he reveals himself to you in the form of love, you will be able to honor the experience. Once you experience God in the cave of your own heart, you begin to perceive his energy dancing through every cell of your body, permeating your life, and you wonder in amazement, how could such glory have remained hidden from me for so long? It is for this reason we meditate. Swami Sivananda says, meditation is painful in the beginning, but it bestows immortal bliss and supreme joy in the end. When I first started meditating, I thought my to-do list was long enough, and adding one more thing to it was out of the question. Out of faith in what I was hearing about the benefits of meditation, though, I started. I decided to give it 5 minutes a day and set an alarm clock. I put pillows under my stiff knees so I could sit cross-legged on the floor. After a week, I noticed feeling much better, so I set the alarm for 10 minutes. I felt even better with more energy and clarity, and I decided I could work in another 5 minutes. Then I decided I could find time to do 15 minutes on awaking and 15 minutes before going to bed. As I felt better and better, I increased to 30 minutes twice a day, and then 1 hour once a day. Eventually, I turned off the alarm clock. After years of meditating and yoga, I could comfortably sit cross-legged without pillows under my knees. Sometimes the hour would turn into an hour and a half, which felt like only 10 minutes had passed by. Time disappears when we move into the love and peace of God, our own divine self. Now there are days where meditation lasts over 3 hours, without me even trying to meditate or meditate for any certain length of time. These waves of pure peace, blissful vibrations, and oneness with God saturate my entire being in ecstasy. And this experience gets more profound with each passing day, as does my love for everything and everyone. Amma says we need love for God in order to progress spiritually on the path. Love for God is not just love towards a person, an image, or an idol. It is the beginning. Real love for God is loving each and every aspect of creation, seeing the divinity in everyone and everything. Abraham Maslow said, "The great lesson is that the sacred is in the ordinary, that it is to be found in one's daily life, in one's neighbors, friends, and family, in one's backyard." His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, says, "This is my simple religion. There is no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The philosophy is kindness." All the faiths, all the religions share the Dalai Lama's wisdom regarding kindness to one another. After this next pause, we'll share how different faiths embrace the golden rule of kindness. You may like to invite your children to listen along with you. Sharing your conscious awareness of the unity of all faiths with your children enriches their hearts with a deeper love for their own faith, and at the same time instills respect for other faiths. Your children do not need to know the details of different religions, but you can explain the broad features and fundamental values common to all religions, like kindness as expressed in the Golden Rule.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Vaisberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Faiths around the world teach their followers to be kind. Buddhists are taught, in 5 ways should a clansman minister to his friends and families: by generosity, courtesy, and benevolence, by treating them as he treats himself, and by being as good as his word. Christians learn, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Confucius taught his followers, do unto others what you would not they should do unto you. Hindus are instructed, do not to others that which if done to thee would cause thee pain. The Jains say it this way, in happiness and suffering, in joy and grief, we should regard all creatures as we regard our own self. Those who study Judaism learn, what is hurtful to yourself, do not to your fellow man. Muhammad told his followers, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The Sikhs have been promised, as thou deemest thyself, so deem others. Then shalt thou become a partner in heaven. The injunction for students of the Tao is to regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and regard your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Zoroaster taught that nature only is good when it shall not do unto another whatever is not good for its own self. Sachi Sai Baba teaches, you must examine every act to find out if it will cause pain to others. If it does, withdraw from it. Don't do to others what you would not like done unto you. This is called the golden rule. Yes, it is the best test for distinguishing right from wrong. The great scientist and humanitarian Albert Einstein said, true religion is real living, living with all one's soul, with all one's goodness and righteousness. And Lebanon-born philosopher Cahil Gibran said, I love you when you bow in your mosque, kneel in your temple, pray in your church. For you and I are sons of one religion, and it is the Spirit. And Mother Teresa said, open your hearts to the love God instills. God loves you tenderly. What he gives you is not to be kept under lock and key, but to be shared. Nathaniel Hawthorne said, our Creator would never have made such lovely days and given us the deep hearts to enjoy them above and beyond all thought unless we were meant to be immortal. Attaining or reclaiming this great gift of our immortality is not a part-time job, nor is it for the faint-hearted. In chapter 7.3 of the Indian scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, it says, among thousands of men, perhaps one strives for spiritual attainment, and among the blessed true seekers that assiduously try to reach me, perhaps one perceives me as I am. Paramahansa Yogananda tells us why this is so and how we can overcome this great obstacle. The precious state of God realization is very difficult to attain because in the average man, the searchlights of his five senses are turned toward the perception of material objects and not inward toward God. Many sincere devotees of the Lord do not force themselves to seek him with ever-increasing intensity in meditation, nor are they persistent in their search for him. That is why they have only meager or fleeting inspirations and do not realize him continuously. But a persevering devotee, in spite of much bad karma and the temptations of cosmic delusion, will certainly reach God in the end. The great saints say, a present-day devotee who will continuously pray for God communion for 3 days and nights, or even for 24 hours, will realize his goal. When your desire for him is as urgent as the drowning man's desire for breath, as strong as the miser's yearning to get back all the money he lost, and as deep as the love of the lover who is ready to die for the sake of the beloved, when you have that degree of desire in your heart for God alone, you will find him without fail. It is the urgency of the heart, the depth of the love for God in the heart, and the continuity of your search for him that will bring him. No one can give you God. He can only be had by individual seeking. It is possible for you to have him now, but will you make the effort? Shankara says, the child is busy with play. The youth is busy with sex. and the aged is busy with worries. How few think of the Lord. Do not forsake him. Rather, forsake your desires, for they are blind alleys. Look upon this life as the cosmic movie of God, and do not identify yourself with the part you play. Otherwise, when tragedies are being enacted, and when diseases and troubles try to break you, you will lose your balance of calmness. You must so strengthen your mind and soul that in the face of all crucifixions, you will be able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Be so deeply immersed in the thought of God that troubles of life will not upset you. Barbara Johnson encourages to do your best every day. God will do the rest. Live for today, but hold your hands open to tomorrow. Anticipate the future and its changes with joy. There is a seed of God's love in every event, every unpleasant situation in which you may find yourself. Norman Vincent Peale asks us to frequently remind yourself that God is with you, that he will never fail you, that you can count upon him. Say these words, God is with me, helping me. God is with me, helping me. God is with us, helping us, no matter who we are, what we've done or not done, and no matter what faith we practice. Sai Baba said, the world is a single tree. The different countries are its branches. Its root is God. Human beings are the flowers. Happiness is the fruit, and the bliss of self-realization is the sweet juice therein. How then can anyone justify anger or jealousy toward another? All are fed by the same sap. All share the same sun. All are divine. And all faiths, all religions are divine. We can teach our children that all faiths acknowledge the importance of prayer, like the peace prayers we read earlier, the need for worship, the cultivation of love for all beings, the preaching of love, compassion, equality, and equal-mindedness toward all, like the Golden Rule, the need for a code of conduct, respect for sacred ideals, the virtue of forbearance, and the principle of the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God. We can teach our children the names all faiths use to represent God. The Hindus call God by many different names: Ishwara, Rama, Krishna, Paramatma, Brahman, and many others. Many are the names of avatars, God manifesting himself in human form from age to age. Hindu scriptures include the Vedas, Upanishads, the Puranas, and the Dharma Sastras. The Zoroastrians call God Ahura Mazda, the holiest principle in the universe, the God of truth, wisdom, and illumination. Zoroastrian scriptures are called the Zendavesta. To the Sikhs, God is Sat or Akal, the true and eternal. The Sikh sacred book is the Adi Granthi. Buddhists do not postulate the existence of God in a specific manner. The highest state that a human can reach is Buddha. Their sacred scriptures are called Pitakas, and the words of the Buddha are known as Suttas. The Jewish God is Jehovah. The Hebrew sacred scriptures are the Torah and the Talmud. The holy scriptures of Christians are in the Bible, particularly the New Testament, the section that tells the story of Christ and his ministry. The Muslims call God Allah, the merciful, the compassionate, the sole Lord of creation. The sacred scripture of Islam is called the Quran. Each religion has its own way of understanding God, depending on the history of its participants. For example, the ancient Hebrews regarded God as God of justice, because the Hebrews have throughout time been, for some reason or the other, a persecuted minority. All religions believe in prayer, a means of intimate communication with the Almighty, and have emphasized the same truths in their basic teachings. narrow ideas that one's own religion is superior and the other faiths are inferior should be given up totally. Though names and forms may differ, the essential truth is one in all religions. The scriptures of different creeds, the Bible, the Quran, the Upanishads, the Zendavesta, appear different, but their aim is the same, to establish the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God as the basis for the peace of mankind. Cahil Gibran said, I love you when you bow in your mosque, kneel in your temple, pray in your church, for you and I are sons of one religion, and it is the Spirit. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, all I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen. Meister Eckhart said, above all else, know this, be prepared at all times for the gifts of God and be ready always for new ones. For God is 1,000 times more ready to give than we are to receive. It seems to me that for every step, every effort I make to meditate and connect with my inner being, with God, and to see God in and as everyone and everything, God takes 9 steps towards me. Hundreds of years ago, Saint Teresa said, the Lord will either calm your storm or allow it to rage while he calms you. God is even kinder than you think. God is even kinder than we think. God reunites us with the bliss we are. Paramahansa Yogananda said, love is not the ultimate. Bliss is the ultimate. Sachi Sai Baba said, where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. What is this bliss that God reunites us with? It's beyond happiness, beyond pleasure. Bliss is felt inwardly and needs no outer source. It's not attached to anything. When we return from this next short pause, we'll explore this bliss, which is beyond happiness, beyond pleasure. During the pause, know and feel with unshakable faith that you are a divine god or goddess, full of peace, love, and bliss.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
My love, welcome back, beautiful, peaceful, loving, and blissful conscious parents, conscious beings. As we were saying before the pause, bliss is beyond happiness. Bliss is beyond pleasure. Each of us has experienced happiness and pleasure during our lives. We understand happiness and pleasure. We know that happiness and pleasure are obtained through the 5 senses, mind and intellect, and we know how to find them. On the other hand, most of us have not experienced real bliss. Many are not even aware that there's anything to experience beyond their five senses, mind, and intellect. As such, most people find it difficult to understand what bliss is. Bliss cannot be expressed in words. It's like trying to tell a person blind since birth what the experience of seeing all the beautiful colors and shapes of objects is like, or that the world is visible at all. Like seeing, bliss has to be experienced. Just like a young child cannot understand the meaning of astrology or trigonometry, no matter how hard one tries to explain it, it is also difficult to explain the meaning of bliss. Bliss cannot be expressed in words. It has to be experienced. Here are a few of the signs and feelings that author and mythologist Joseph Campbell says you experience when you find and follow your bliss. You feel at one with the world, as if everything is in its rightful place and interconnected. You feel totally alive, as if your body is resonating at a slightly higher frequency. Your eyes light up, and you feel like you could spend hours talking about the subjects you love. You see things with more clarity and gain a deeper understanding of something than ever before. You feel totally at home within your skin and so comfortable within yourself that the ideas of who you are disappear. Time ceases to exist when you are following your bliss. You feel surrounded by kindred spirits when you find other people who are passionate about the same things. You have deep, insightful discussions with people you have only known a few minutes. You experience leaps of insight and the profound understanding of concepts and ideas that go beyond words. You find yourself creating at an extraordinary level, far beyond your normal abilities. Worlds of ideas and knowledge that you never knew existed open up to you. The world becomes a place where synchronicities start to make sense and form a subtle path pointing you to the things you need to discover. You find yourself, many times unknowingly, amassing a collection of resources built around your bliss. You feel like a light deep inside of you has been turned on. Days you follow your bliss start to feel a little bit like Christmas morning, making you want to jump out of bed and see what the day holds. You feel the touch of unseen hands guiding you. You feel in the depth of your being that where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. And where there is God, there is bliss. The poet Saint Tukaram Maharaj said, "A vast multitude of bliss is stored within one. Waves of bliss arise in the river of bliss. Blissful is the nature of bliss." Bliss is your basic nature, the very core of your embodied soul in the universe. As such, you have an inherent tendency to return to your basic nature, to experience bliss, and on attaining it, trying to sustain it. Yogananda says that no matter what we do in life, the ultimate end, which all other ends merely subserve, is the avoidance of pain and want and the attainment of permanent bliss. He goes on to say, love gives joy. We love love because it gives us such intoxicating happiness. But love is not the ultimate. The ultimate is bliss. God is Satchidananda, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. We as souls are individualized Satchidananda. From bliss we have come. In bliss we live and have our being. And in that sacred bliss we will one day melt again. We are bliss, ever new bliss, ever existing, ever conscious. We are what we seek. We always have been and always will be. We simply do not experience bliss as an ongoing reality because our minds are focused on other things. Our attention changes from one thing to another faster than scenes shift on a TV sitcom. Joseph Campbell tells us, when you follow your bliss, doors will open where you would not have thought there would be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anyone else. As those doors open and you walk a path of bliss, you'll find your bliss ever increasing. Just like you can have more and more faith and feel more and more joy, more and more love, more and more peace, you can experience more and more bliss. You can feel every cell of your body vibrating in every moment as if in a perpetual orgasm. As a conscious parent, reconnecting with, experiencing, and following your bliss has immeasurable benefits for your children. Your children are sponges. They are learning from you directly and by osmosis. If you are following your bliss, they will naturally follow their bliss. You will be the role model of bliss they need to stay in touch with, magnify, fully embody, and share their bliss. Next week, we'll walk through a very practical, in-depth, step-by-step process that you, regardless of your faith or current circumstances in life, can use to discover, access, use, and fully embody your ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new bliss. This step-by-step guide will be your own personal recipe for creating and living a blissful life in each moment with your children and family, through your work or service in the world, through your relationships. St. Augustine said, "People travel to wonder at the heights of mountains, the huge waves of the sea, the long courses of rivers, the vast compass of the ocean, the circular motion of the stars, and yet they pass by themselves without wondering." Don't pass by yourself. In this coming week, seek to discover the bliss you are, the source of the bliss you are. This week, I invite you to constantly, with intention, ask yourself, "Who am I?" Ask yourself, "Why am I here?" Seek and you will find. Wonder at the unique being you are and discover the depths of your being. Have you ever thought about seeking out when your soul was created or why your soul was created? Have you ever sought to discover how your eternal soul evolved into the beautiful being you are today? Those answers are within you and only within you. You do not need any cruise ship, island paradise, relationship, happy hour, luscious dessert, book, or movie to discover them. You don't need any wine, beer, joint, cigarette, or anything else to discover the love, peace, and bliss you are. You simply need faith and God. You simply need to honor yourself, worship yourself, meditate on yourself. God does dwell within you as bliss, as you. Ask, sit quietly often, and listen. Listen and feel. Let God take you on the greatest adventure of discovery ever, the birth of your own soul. Sri Guru Granth Sahib said, "The mind obtains bliss and eternal peace, meeting with the deep and profound Lord." Guru Nanak said, "Alone, let him constantly meditate in solitude on that which is salutary, favorable for his soul. For he who meditates in solitude attains supreme bliss." Bliss arises from our connection to God, which we can experience when we are at peace, which flows from acknowledging ourselves and living as love, which arises from our faith, which also can be linked to God. The East Indian scriptures state that when someone truly seeks God, God leads them to a master who leads them to the awareness that they are the God they seek. They are the peace they seek. They are the love they seek. Remember, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, "Remove hence to yonder place," and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Faith makes everything possible. With faith, you can move whatever mountains or limited impressions are temporarily covering your blissfulness whether those limitations are as small as rolling hills or as immense as the peaks of the Himalayas. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. The words of great beings like Christ are truth. Nothing shall be impossible to you with faith. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, "The philosophy of life is this. Life is not a struggle, not a tension. Life is bliss. It is eternal wisdom, eternal existence. If your life is a struggle, a tension, perhaps it's time to go inside and ask your inner self, your God, what changes you need to make to live in bliss. When you are living in bliss, your children will be learning how to live in bliss. If you have any questions or sharings, please contact me at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. Please join me next Monday here on Om Times Radio. Invite your friends and family too, as each person listening will be able to create their own unique recipe of bliss. Bliss they can live in, breathe in, eat in, play in, work in, rest in, and sleep in. May you experience the bliss you are in each moment. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. Where there is God, there is peace. You are